Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Early voting starts on Saturday. First off, how can people participate in early voting?
Well, folks can vote early by mail right now. We've got a new provision this year where folks can request an early vote by mail by going to our website, elections.erie.gov, or giving us a call at 858-8891, and they can cast their ballot right now. They can come down to our Board of Elections at 134 West Eagle right now and get a ballot and vote it right there. But early voting in person starts on Saturday, this Saturday, October 26th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekends, and then weekdays, noon to 9 p.m., Tom. And they can vote at any of the 38 sites across the county. Early voting is universal, and so they can choose to go to any of the 38 sites and cast their ballot. If they wait till Election Day, they've got to return back to their assigned polling place.
What is the expected turnout to be for the early voting?
You know, I think we're going to have a very good turnout. You know, 4 years ago, we had a lot of lines. Commissioner Moore and I have worked hard to try to negate that for this election. But we expect a great showing for early voting. People have really taken to it in the last 5 years. And we're looking forward for things going off without a hitch.
And what's being done to prevent long lines during the early voting?
Well, we were able to get a couple more pieces of equipment, but what we're really hoping is that folks check our website and give us a call to check about wait times. And again, if it could be that someone may not want to go to the polling place that's closest to them. If they drive, you know, 20 minutes to another location, there could be no wait at all. So we want folks to take advantage of it, and we want folks to check in and make sure that, you know, they cast their ballot in an early voting period, or if they wanted to wait for Election Day, they have to return to their own polling place.
And how much of a strain is it to have this early voting on the workers who are at the polls?
Well, what we found is that it does take some strain off of the workers at the polls for Election Day, where we don't have as many folks cramming in between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Election Day, so they're able to go take their votes and spread it out over those 9 days. You know, we've had a really good strategy to recruit new inspectors, and we've got a number of new inspectors that have started with us this year that have been trained, that are just doing early voting and helping us. So, you know, we feel that, you know, early voting has taken the strain off Election Day, and that's been a good thing for us. Tom, we do have the 11 sites in the city, and then every single town across Erie County has their own site as well. So folks can go to our website and check that out. They can also go to our website for lots of other information, like checking their registration status. They do have until Saturday to register to vote. If they wanted to come on to the polls on the 26th, they can register right there. And they can also track their absentee ballots at our website. If they've requested one or sent them back to us, they can track those absentee ballots right on the website.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.